Good day. This is your weekly insurance news wrap with Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Wednesday, July 16th, 2025, and we have some essential updates on what's been happening in the Australian insurance industry over the past week. First off, a strong recommendation has been released by the nation's leading insurer, QBE Insurance Group. They're urging landlords across Australia to take a moment and reevaluate their insurance coverage. The big reveal is that nearly 4 out of every 10 landlords could face financial distress if their rental incomes are disrupted. On top of that, their survey dug up that a shocking 30% of landlords have suffered from tenant-caused property damage. What these figures illustrate is a pressing need for landlords to ensure they have adequate insurance. This isn't just about covering the bricks and mortar, it's about protecting landlords financially, and that can't be overemphasized. Speaking of protection and responsibility, we turn our attention to the city of Joondalup, where an intriguing court case has just reached its conclusion. A local e-scooter rider, Kirsten Liebrandt, initiated a negligence claim against the city after she unfortunately collided with a fence post. The Western Australia District Court, however, ruled the incident due to Ms. Liebrandt's excessive speed and lack of care. Despite this decision, it sets an interesting precedent for potential future cases of a similar nature. Let's remember to exercise reasonable care, folks. Now we're shifting gears to discuss a worrying revelation from the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI. It turns out that mental health has dramatically surged as the prime cause of total and permanent disability claims. In fact, in 2024 alone, insurance payout for such claims nearly doubled from 5 years ago, reaching over $2.2 billion. It's a stark reminder of Australia's emerging mental health crisis, particularly amongst our younger citizens in their 30s. It clearly shows us that we've reached a tipping point, as CALI CEO Christine Cupid puts it. Systemic changes are crucial and urgently needed to strengthen our nation's resilience. Staying on a global scale for our final coverage, Swiss Re's latest Sigma report suggests a mild moderation in the growth of global property and casualty premiums. This has been influenced in part by America First trade policies and slower rate hikes. In the midst of worldly challenges, Australia's profitability in the industry is forecast to rise due to better underwriting and stable returns. The non-life insurance sector worldwide, however, sees reduced premium growth at 2.6% this year. With these significant developments, it's clear that we're navigating through some interesting and challenging times in the insurance sector, both nationally and globally. As we forge ahead, stay tuned to Financial Services Online for all your important insurance news. And that wraps up our news for this week. Remember, you can find further information on personal and business insurance by visiting us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Wednesday, this is Paige Estritori, signing off.